views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. Coming to you live from Senior Region, number 6. And we have a live show for you today. It's the first show of the new year. Yesterday, I absolutely could not do a show. I experienced my first migraine, and it completely shut me down. I mean, completely. Couldn't do anything. For those of you that suffer through migraines, Did not know. So I just want to say it's good to be with you all today. And starting off the new year. So I really want to start this off correctly. And I was talking to my good brother, my friend, Roz, today. Roz calls me. You all are familiar with Roz. You know Roz. Roz called me. We talked about different things. And then Roz says, hey, Dave, have you read what Scotty posted in BTR community? And I said, no, I didn't. I didn't get to see. He told me what Scotty had posted. And it really affected me. And I understand the overall, the situations that we allow ourselves to be in. And Black Talk Radio Network needs your support. Not because Black Talk Radio Network needs your support. Not because Black Talk needs you. You need Black Talk Radio. And many can do just some small things so that this network won't have and won't be under the budgetary restraints to where it's going to have to shut down in 2019. Many people listen to Black Talk Radio Network every day. You do. But very, very few give. But they take. And let me say, for me, since I've been on Black Talk Radio Network, this network is critical because look at all that you've learned from Black Talk Radio Network, from all of the shows. And we should put a value on that because it is valuable. And because of that, I really think that Scotty should have a membership only. And I don't know, but I think we should, and there are some things that we're going to have to do, everyone that's listening, we're going to need to support Black Talk Radio Network financially. Even if it's just $1, but all the people that listen, I'm going to put it to you, and I'm not going to apologize for what I'm about to say. Poor people don't understand value. And I'm not talking about monetarily poor people. A poor evaluator of value is a person that's poor. You can have all the cash in the world, all the currency in the world. If you're a poor evaluator of value, you're broke. And many of us all, I need to do more. I will do more. You need to do more. You should do more. But there is no obligation that Black Talk Radio Network requires of you. But I think that it should. And I think that it should as soon as possible. And I would love for Scotty to establish a membership only. Oops. One second. A membership only. So that the value of Black Talk Radio Network won't be squandered on those that will just eat the fruit and won't feed the roots. Because those individuals, that type of mentality has been taught. But we accept that, and we think that the network is here for you. It's not. The network is really here for those that will appreciate the value of it. And I really, really think, let me tell you, I don't care if people get mad at me. It hardly moves me. Because of the relationships and the bonds with the people that are sincere that I've met through Black Talk Radio Network, those individuals are the only real individuals that I really want to work with. Those individuals that understand value and don't want to get caught up in the system and continue to perpetuate what goes on. And I know that people will try to excuse this off, well, times are hard. And I will say bullshit. And I say that for this reason. It's not hard for you to take the value of Black Talk Radio Network to your overall gain. That means you're selfish. And I really would like for us to move away from that mentality. All it requires is one or two, for every $1 or $2 from everyone that listens to Black Talk Radio Network, there would be no threat of Black Talk Radio Network not being on air. What's going to happen when this war get ready to cut jumps off? And you don't have Black Talk Radio Network. You don't have a centralized grassroots organization that serves the overall benefit of the people. And I won't say the people. I want to say the selected people now. Those that really see value in Black Talk Radio Network. Because I'm not really for excuses. I'm not really for making friends. What's really important to me, what should be important to you, is the collective prudence relationships and how much we can benefit from that equally. There's always going to be those individuals that will expect someone to provide for them. And that's a very immature, childish way to live. And I would say Black Talk Radio Network is just too valuable. And I would ask that Scotty, instead of being under this pressure because it is pressure. Being under this strain, because it is a strain, and it goes along with the territory. I always say, be careful of the people, because very few are sincere. They want you to treat them like Jesus while they kiss you like Judas. And I would much rather the network only have those individuals that see the value of this network in the shows to actually continue to build it. Because otherwise, doing what's good ain't always right. Because we've become what we had to endure. That's a very dangerous thing. It's a very, very dangerous thing. So,
Dave, if you allow me to respond to some of the stuff you said.
Without a doubt, my brother Scotty, go ahead.
All right. Well, I understand what you're saying, and there are networks like that. But here's the thing. Black Talk Media Project runs Black Talk Radio Network. It's a public media education organization.
Got you.
A nonprofit. Now, we have services and stuff, you know, where we provide different type of services for people who need platforms, want to do radio. We teach classes, not on a regular basis, but on a as-needed basis. But, of course, we maintain another platform that has tutorials. So as a registered nonprofit with education as a mission, you know, I can't make it a subscription-based network. Plus,
right.
Plus, if I did that, we would really lose our impact. And I'm saying this with all humility. People, there would not have been a 13th documentary by Ava DuVernay if there wasn't first a new abolitionist radio on the airwaves 5 years before she come out with that documentary. After Netflix requested. It wasn't her ideal. Netflix, that was their ideal. We have seen the impact of the stuff that goes out over this network in the real world. I mean, I think it's a big deal when a former police commissioner for the NYPD tells a group of cadets that they call us slave catchers, and they look at us as being slave catchers because everything bad has happened to their community. The police were involved in it. Okay. He's not hearing that on Steve Harvey's show. He's not hearing that on nowhere else, but on Black Talk Radio Network. We've seen where we would theorize about particular legal maneuvers. And then a year or two later, we've seen several lawsuits using those theories that we used about law and were successful. Colorado almost removed the exception clause from their state constitution. We've had a tremendous impact on influencing the world, not to mention outside of the United States. If the money gets right, and Black Talk Media Project isn't funding this, but another group is supposed to be bringing Max Parthas and his wife, abolitionists, out to Ghana because they dealing with a similar system of slavery through the courts and through the prisons. So if I was to just shut it down to where the only people who could tune in were the 300, a little less than 300 subscribers who have given anything, no matter what amount, you know, they give, then we would lose that impact on the world. And I say that with all humility and without trying to brag or anything like that, but those people who have listened to Black Talk Radio Network all these years know what I'm saying is true. I had a woman email me saying, The only reason they talking about 13th Amendment is because Black Talk Radio. Because she knows.
Right.
She been tuned in all this time. Now, so I'm start looking at some different ways to raise money. Looking at NPR. A lot of people don't know that NPR and PBS was created with a government mandate. That's a government started psychological operation, masking itself as news and what have you, news and information. By law, they're mandated to be fair and balanced because they're chartered by the U.S. government. And now, the U.S. government don't give them a whole lot of money, but they get a lot of money from people who make a whole lot of money controlling the U.S. government. I'm talking about your billionaires and whatnot. That's who fund them. But because of the way that we're structured as a small nonprofit and, you know, made it a habit of not seeking grants from those type of people, not seeking, the only grants that I seek from the federal government is to promote the census. That's it. You know, with this coming 2010 census, I don't know if we'll get a grant. You know, different administration, but we got a $5,000 grant, you know, to promote that last census. That's the only really outside money that we get. Everything else is coming from those small base of donors. Now, also, Black Talk Radio, I know I haven't put out the report for November because I want to wait for December to be compiled, because since October, we've been seeing a decline in downloads just on this platform, not on our own platform, not on the other platforms that we distributed the content through, but those downloads on our platform. We noticed a trend that this started trending downward when they came out with that Black Identity Extremist report. We used to get, you know, every 3 months, we might get $150 to $200 from Google ads. When the last time you saw a Google ad on Black Talk Radio Network? Y'all used to see them. You don't see them no more. There's a reason you don't see them no more. It's not because we have violated any of their terms of services, because when I go to Google AdSense and log into the account for Black Talk Media Project, it said no violations. Never had a violation. I don't think it's a coincidence that your ads stopped working on our platform and you won't even respond to me, and all of this began again when that Black Identity Extremist report came out. So that takes away, you know, just every little bit of help. Y'all might say $150, $200 every couple of months. Hey, when you don't got no money coming in, that is a lot of money for us to now have to take out the budget. And so I founded Black Talk Media Project and the Black Talk Radio Network with settlement money I got from being injured on a job. All right, and I pretty much subsidize it all this time. Well, I can't keep subsidizing it. If you know what I mean, I can't keep coming out my own out my own pocket. And then where I'm not even paying myself a salary. Nobody gets paid a salary. We don't have a budget for a salary. We got a budget to meet the bills. That's about it. And then I have to then start doing balancing stuff every month. Okay. We might need to cut this out. Can't afford. I had to get rid of the music. Couldn't afford that. You know, I understand, you know, a lot of people was listening to that music too. But I was like, man, can't afford it. That's $60 a month. Can't afford that. Okay. Ain't enough coming in for us to keep maintaining that. So I might as well cut it now. So, it's frustration involved in it too. Because you tell me somebody else that would be a organization that will stick around for 9 years with the little bit of financial support that it gets. So what I'm saying is, going forward, I can't continue to take away from my family to subsidize. This is, you know, this is important to me, but I can't keep doing it, and it's not fair to the people who do give. Like yourself, Dave, you give $5 every month through your subscription to BTR Community. And then, you know, you mentioned if people just gave a couple of dollars. I mean, we set up BTR Community with, again, money from that small base of donors because people say we need this and we need that. That's how Black Talk Radio was born. Hey, we on Blog Talk, they practicing racism, calling us this, that, and the other, suspending us. We need our own. I'm just so tired of the rhetoric, Dave. People been saying they need, yeah. And then these same people that said we need our own still over there. So I'm tired, man. I'm tired. I'm taking away from my family. I'm taking away from my personal savings. And I just can't, nobody can sustain this. If we wasn't a nonprofit, we'd have been out of business. Cause, you know, if our business was to make a profit, we would have shut down a long time ago. Now, we do have contracts with individual radio stations that use our services. And part of that contract is distribution through Black Talk Radio Network. That last contract is because they paid 2 years in advance. That last contract is up in May of 2019. If everything remains the same, like it's been these past few years, then that'll be the last day that Black Talk Radio Network will be online. Black Talk Media Project will continue to do its work, but we will not have a centralized location online, even though we know the influence it has had. Well, we just can't afford it. So, you know, I'm looking more at for-profit stuff on a localized level because my family needs to eat. You know what I'm saying? And so,
sure. Hell,
if I can't even pay myself a salary running the world's largest independent Black media platform, then you know, I got to find something else to do. Because, hey, I got grandkids. I got to eat. You know, my children grown. But, right. Hell, they need help sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that post was about. But no, I can't make it a subscription base because we're a nonprofit public media. No different than NPR, except for we weren't founded by the federal government and we don't get $100 million dollar grants from Ray Kroc, who started McDonald's. We don't apply to George Soros Open Society Foundation. A lot of people get money from them. But everybody knows that when you start taking money from people like that, then streams going to become attached to you, you know? And it may not happen up front and right away. They'll be like, hey, did that $50,000 help you last year? Yeah, it happened, mister. It helped, Mr. Soros. We was able to do this, that, and the other. And, okay, how would you like to have $100,000 going into the new year? Well, what you think you could do with that? Well, I think I could do a lot. I could double the work that we're doing, the output, and you know, really carry out mm-hmm. some of our vision of actually having physical locations in these neighborhoods, because NPR got over 900 member stations all throughout this nation, okay? So I want to do the same thing. So I'll be like, yeah, that'll help, Mr. Soros. That'll really help go towards that vision. Well, there's one thing. We got the money for you, but there's one thing. Y'all got to stop calling them police officers slave catchers. That's disrespectful. You also got to stop calling it slavery. Look, we paid Michelle Alexander. She came up with the term mass incarceration. Can't you just be happy with using that term? Well, that doesn't really tell the truth about what we're facing, Mr. Soros. But $100,000, or you can keep calling them slave catchers, and you can keep calling it slavery, but guess what? You won't even have that $50,000 in your budget no more. So I'm not even setting myself up like that. And I talk about these things publicly on the airways because I know people listen, so they know not to approach me on that level. They still might try. Okay, but I'm letting them know you'll be wasting your time. Will I take your money? Yes, we'll take your money, but you'll give it in the same manner and form that somebody who gives $2 a month or sends a money order for $25. I'm not meeting with anybody based on some money that they gave, you know? So that's where we at, Dave. Right. That's why I posted that. You know, they also say this time of year people be going through depression, so that might have something to do with it too, man. But I'm just being honest.
No,
you know, with the BTR family.
Scotty, this is the truth.
I'm just being honest with the BTR family, because the BTR family has shown that, hey, we willing to contribute X, Y, Z, you know, and that's why we here in BTR community. Every last single one of those members made a contribution, okay? So, I mean, that's all that was, Dave. I appreciate the love you have for the network, the love you have for the work that we do. But to answer your question, that subscription-based model would not work for us, and it would actually harm us, man, because we want to put this propaganda out there in the public sphere. And in a subscription-based network, we'll just be preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
Sorry to take up so much of your time, man, but I just wanted to clarify some things.
No. And that's what you always have done. That's what you always will do. And that's what I really, really appreciate about you, Scotty. And I know I'm very familiar with the 501c setup. But here is what is still the truth of the matter. Black Talk Radio Network should not be in the position to where it's looking at 2019 as shutting down because of lack of financial contribution. If everybody that listens gave $1 or $2, I mean, because there's a lot of people that listen, it won't be in the position that it's in. And it's a matter of we have to either appreciate it or we lose it. And it's just like your talents. Whenever you don't develop your talents, you lose them. And I just hope that it doesn't happen. But the way it has to happen, really, it has to happen from every person that listens, because to be a part of it, because there is an economic sovereignty that is necessary, and that is taking the vested interest of something that doesn't just benefit you, but benefits the whole. Those things should never, ever be in question. Because maybe everyone that listens to Black Talk Radio Network, I really don't know how you can, to know that give $1 or $2 a month. But everyone do that. And don't come up with all the other excuses. Because, and I say that as an excuse, because those individuals that will come up with an excuse is just that, an excuse, because they can do it. Someone that really can't do it is a totally different situation. But then there's other things that you could do. Don't always have to wait for somebody to tell you. If you really sincerely care about something, you'll take an interest in it and find out what it is that you could do. And you'll devise your own way. Be a self-motivated, self-starter. Self-sufficient. So, one second. So, I just wanted to lay that out. Not much, but we can lose so much. And I don't think that that's necessary at all. So give what it is that you can. Have a plan for the future, because I already know that there are individuals that are actually planning for the future of Black Talk Radio Network. You know who you are, and I truly, truly appreciate you. Because you know you are well aware of the value of it. And so it's one of the devices, it's one of the vices that this system teaches us to take. Into, because it's, we don't think that we have anything to give, but we definitely want what's there, free keeps you enslaved. It keeps you in a position where you never really understand value. And many, many poor people don't understand value. Here's how it works. Regardless of how much they have or how little they have, they're squandering on something that has no value. That's why we stay financially in bondage. Regardless of how much you have or how little you have, we consume things that don't have value. And when you do that, the system always knows that your energy will be wasted. You will not be using your energy for its full potential. And we don't want that to happen. So I'm looking forward to 2020, looking forward to where this is no longer a threat. The network is good, but then there's going to be other challenges that's going to come up after this one. Believe me, as it grows, just like many of you are going to be growing in directions that's going to bring about more challenges. And excuse me, everyone, I got a really bad cold. Really, really bad cold. So many of you are going to be experiencing new things in your life. And I just really hope that you embed yourself in value, never ever in price. A $1 investment, $2 investment in the Black Talk Radio Network really means that you understand value. And that is one of the first steps to becoming a prodigious saver, to where what so many people complain about, you no longer complain about. Soon, Black Talk Radio Network won't have that problem. It will be, and this network, because of the way it's been put together, it will be looking at what more can we do. And I would sincerely hope that you all have participated in that and given to that without. No one needs to know. Just do what it is that you can. Everything, all donations are greatly appreciated. So necessary. So necessary. So, just wanted to share that with you all. And so we're going to jump into what's in the news. And let me set up here. So, today's show, January the 2nd, 2018, a brewing whirlwind of unrest. Man, let me tell you, over the so-called holiday season, I'm watching some of the things that's been going on. And I'm like, wow. And that is going to be the cups of today's show. And I really want you to know the stage that's being set, because there is a whirlwind of unrest that's going to be unfolding. And so I want you to be thoroughly, thoroughly aware of it. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. First article from What's in the News from Reuters. Iranian police arrest 100 protesters in the capital as crackdown intensifies. The Iranian police arrested 100 protesters in the capital on Monday. The deputy governor of Tehran said a police crackdown intensified against the anti-government demonstrators that began last week. Security forces struggled to contain the protesters that broke out last Thursday and have continued nationwide in the boldest challenge in years to the country's clerical leadership. And let me just stop there real quickly. Can you say CIA created? And this is a very, very telling thing as to what's going to be unfolding in the mere weeks. Destabilization here, the unrest that's here, it all has a purpose. It all has a design. And I want to just take a look at some of that so that you'll be thoroughly prepared. Next article comes from Wall Street Journal. China resists U.S. efforts to blacklist ships through the U.N. Beijing and Washington clash over a U.S. push to blacklist cargo ships for violating the international sanctions against North Korea, including one vessel South Korea said it seized after illegal transferring of oil. Well, it wasn't just one, it was two. This, again, ladies and gentlemen, is the setup for the global war. So what happens here is that the new sanctions totally restrain North Korea. So what China's been doing is that they've been going along with the sanctions but still selling oil to North Korea, or that's what the American mainstream media is trying to depict. Either way, doesn't really matter. This is going to be used as a pretense to kick off the war and military confrontation. Huge, huge story. Next article comes from express.co.uk. China preparing to join forces with North Korea in World War III warnings, says military experts. The People's Liberation Army of China has begun conducting military exercise on the Korean border in preparation of war breaking out between the U.S. and North Korea. The fear of the war between the two countries has risen over the past several months after China's neighbor carried out a number of illegal missile tests and threatened to target the U.S. territory of Guam with a nuclear missile. Well, it's not just theirs, it's the mainland as well. And there were also reports that China wants to say now that they no longer need to military support North Korea, or they will not come to the military aid of North Korea. Sounds like that's where that would say, huh, that means that they're abandoning them. No. Here's what's up. China's saying that. They're saying that North Korea can fully defend itself now. It doesn't need us to do it. But when the overall war kicks off, they definitely will be involved. It's the double-edged sword. They said that since North Korea is a nuclear nation now, what does that tell you? All of the nukes that they say that they have far more, and their capabilities are way, way more. China said, we don't need to protect you anymore. What does that mean? That's a little signal to the overall minions in the American system, say, hey, you trying to restrain North Korea, that window is closed. You better just accept them as a nuclear country. And if you continue in sanctions and everything else, the overall military response from them is prudent. But I think this is all one big fraternity. But still, all in all, it fits. It absolutely fits. So, one second. So it's really saying that this war is really going to jump off. And I'm going to tell you my time frame where it does. Next article from The Telegraph. North Korea defectors claim Kim Jong-un has ordered the biggest missile yet for the nation's 70th anniversary, which is going to be in September, September the 9th. Check out that article. And this was a very, very important article. Got this from the Times of Israel. And we got a caller in queue. I'm going to go to that caller in a second. This is so telling. And I really want you to know, and this comes from yesterday, January the 1st. 2018. Kuwait reports U.S. gave Israel the go-ahead to kill powerful Iranian generals. This comes from the Times of Israel. We're going to come back to this article because it's very, very important. Critical in what's the situation that is unfolding as we speak, because the overall depopulation program is going to ramp it up. And I really want you to be as prepared for it as much as you possibly can. So, you know what? I'm going to break the what's in the news because Brother Davis is there. Let me jump on with let Brother Davis jump in real quick. Brother Davis. Brother Davis, we can't hear you. Hold on. So, Brother Davis, we get a chance. Yes, we got you now. Hey, Brother Davis.
Happy New Year, everybody. I tell you, it seems like every time we have a few days down, something crazy comes around. Well,
it's so true.
This year, I decided to really get into a lot of what is happening to us, and there's a lot going on. Above and beyond what Dave was telling you, our atmosphere is being what they call terraformed, and our land and water is being terraformed. So we got to be focused on taking care of ourselves. I mean, in every aspect. You could grow your own food, do that. If not, then you need to be co-oping. But look, tomorrow night's show is going to deal with some of that, not all of that. The reason why is because I'm still doing research. I didn't realize that there were so many things they're doing to the atmosphere that literally they got carte blanche to do, because guess what? It looks like they're not doing nothing. So those white clouds may not be what you think they are. So look, tune in tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Candle Radio, we back in 2018, and we live and kicking, and we're going to open doors that might have been sealed before. And the reason why I say sealed is because, you know, we're coming up on Martin Luther King's birthday on the 15th. And we still haven't been, should I say, we still haven't been used the way we should be as black people in finding out why his murderers have not been prosecuted. That's our responsibility. Nobody's going to do it but us. Look forward to tomorrow night's show. Brother Dave, as usual, you bring it, man. So I'll get back in the back room and listen.
But, man, love you, Brother Davis. Love you, Sister Davis. Much love, much respect. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that terraforming, because I need to. I haven't really taken a look at that. And Brother Davis, I don't think that there's anybody better to take a look at that and to introduce us to that. So I'm looking forward to that, because that's one thing that I haven't. One of the many things that I have no clue about. Noah is there as possible and is being done, but that's about it. So. Who better to have Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis on that? So I'm looking forward to that. So come in with your pen and pencils tomorrow, Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. Okay, so we got, and I'm going to come back to this one article that we just read. Next article, L.A. Ramon sent this from CoinDesk. Putin investigating crypto ruble as a way to avoid Western sanctions. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to avoid the sanctions. And then they're going to impose sanctions against the U.S. And that's going to bring about a different kind of year. And it's all fallen into place. Next article let me read this. Russian celebrity President Vladimir Putin has reportedly commissioned officials to work on developing a national cryptocurrency dubbed the crypto ruble, according to the Financial Times. An economic advisor to the president told a government meeting that the cryptocurrency would serve as a useful tool to evade Western economic sanctions. Done deal. Can't stop it. It is actually a part of the plan. It's the setup. It's unfolding. This is why Ethereum jumped so high today. Reached its highest that it reached today because of that news. And this is something that they've been putting together for a while. This isn't new. So I really appreciate L.A. Ramon posting that one. And that says a lot, because the sanctions are now, they give you all the clues. The sanctions are now going to be coming against the West, meaning your home, against you. Next article from Bloomberg. Putin orders agents to liquidate bandits after terror attack. Celebrity figurehead Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed a crackdown after a supermarket bombed, injured 10 people in St. Petersburg. Why is this so important? This is the whole war paradigm unfolding right here. Has everything to do. This was some of the same things that happened just before the Sochi Olympics at the train station, which was a historical train station where the Russians were able to turn back the Nazis. And they chose that as symbolicry, as a way, excuse me, to pay homage to the new Fourth Reich, the new Fifth Reich of the Nazis. And they're always going to have a strike at the Russians first. So check out that article. Very telling. Next article from Politico. Where is Donald Trump's cabinet? It's anybody's guess. The cabinet members carrying out the celebrity figurehead Donald Trump's orders to shake up the federal government are doing so under an unusual layer of secrecy, often shielding their schedules from public view, keeping their travels under wraps, refusing to identify the people and groups they're meeting. Why? Because they're planning for this war. And it is, it's why this has so many generals and military folks in the cabinet. Because in the continuity of government, they want to present that they needed to have the best people available for this. And it's not going to work because the system doesn't want it to work. And I don't want you to be caught up in this. So many signs telling. Next article, U.S. from RT International. U.S. and Canada weapons sent to Ukraine may end up in Western Middle East terrorist hands, Moscow said. And I can definitely see as soon as a Russian tank is hit with a TOW missile that the U.S. military forces will actually be bombed by Russia in Syria, in the Ukraine, or somewhere else. All out, moving closely to it, and probably something even far worse. Next article from Sputnik News. Tranny troops, U.S. military to accept transgender recruits to begin in 2018. The military and intelligence began Monday. Transgender people will be able to enlist in the U.S. military for the first time in the history of the organization, following a capitulation by the administration of the U.S. celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump to a federal court ruled overturning a Trump attempt to ban transgender U.S. military recruits. An American soldier will now comprise of a much wider spectrum of humanity. Okay, next article comes from Press TV. U.S. North Korea, closer to war than ever. So check out that article. U.S. and North Korea are closer to war than ever over North Korea's missile and nuclear weapons program. A former U.S. military retired Admiral Mike Mullen, the former chairman of the Joint Staff, told ABC on Sunday that resolving the standoff between Washington and Pyongyang through diplomatic means was not going to be an easy job. It ain't gonna work. They don't want it. So I anticipate it going full blown relatively soon. Next article, Rise posted this one from Cerebrally Naive Network. Pakistan defends counterterrorism efforts after Trump's tweet. Trump tweeted Monday that the U.S. had, that the U.S. has foolishly given Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid in the last 15 years and have given, and they have given us nothing back but lies and deceit, thinking of our leaders as fools. This is the overall global war, ladies and gentlemen. Pakistan and India have been just killing troops on their borders all through December. And then now, there was an article that I saw, but I couldn't really get it. Excuse me. Pakistan had called for an emergency meeting with the U.S. over the Trump tweets. It's all going to blow up relatively soon. So it's going to be on multiple fronts. So check that out. Next article from Business Insider. Bitcoin is fighting back. And Raj posted this one. Bitcoin price is up 3% against the U.S. dollar as investors wake up. Now, let me just say this really quickly. The cryptocurrency is a currency, just like the U.S. dollar is. Here's the difference. There is a perceived demand for the cryptos over cash, if it's artificially generated or not, or if it's real. The key is you should be leveraging and using that to your advantage to acquire what you really will need from the overall economic shutdown once the war starts. For those of you that are aware of that or are doing just that, you will be in a much better position than those that haven't. That's just going to be the truth. If you use it correctly, acquire it, get your gains, and move it into real assets. What have you lost? Acquiring assets? I guess that is a foolish thing to do. So, place yourself accordingly. And know that this system is brutal. And it's going to set up so many traps. But the key to that is knowing where the traps lie so that you can avoid them. Make sure you know. Next article. Raj posted this one from NPR. The ultimate GMO, clean meat via labs, is on the way. Wow. A year ago this month, an animal activist sat in the office of the Hampton Creek Food Technology Company in San Francisco and put a fork full of faux grass in his mouth. This small act was a big deal. Boy, as Rod said, the ultimate GMO. So true. Next article. Good article. Rod posted this. This one from New York Times. South Korea proposes border talks with North Korea after Kim Jong-un's overtures. And Raj said maybe these are tentative first steps toward reunification. I definitely think so, Raj. Definitely. South Korea on Tuesday, today, proposed holding high-level talks with North Korea on the border next week, a day after North Korea's leader suggested that Korean dialogue to discuss easing military tensions and his country's participants in the Winter Olympics in South Korea. Very, very critical. So those are L.A. Ramon posted a couple of YouTube videos. So what I want to do now is we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come out of a commercial break, we're going to jump into the show. And there's a couple of things that we want to make you aware of or just introduce to you, which you probably already know, give you some timeline of some things, and so that you can be properly prepared. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
podcasts, and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today is January the 2nd, 2018. I have a live show for you today. I'm going to jump into today's show. And so we did some What's in the News. Let me just make sure we have no callers in queue. No, we don't. Okay, great. And so if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then excuse me if I'm talking low. Just having to do that. So we'd love to hear from you at any time. So what I really want to emphasize is, one second, is that I really see, and I want you to be aware of, the potential for things drastically changing in a couple of weeks. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, because I have no problem sharing that with you. One second. And we actually need to... Oh, man, I missed a really, really important article. And this was from The Diplomat. China's new tested ballistic missile armed with hypersonic guided vehicle. Well, that's not a good look. And this was from The Diplomat. Introducing the DF-17, China's newest test ballistic missile armed with a hypersonic guided vehicle. The DF-17 is the first hypersonic glide vehicle equipped with missile intentions for operations deployed for operational deployment, and first time ever tested. Ooh, why do you think they're doing that, y'all? Because they already have it and they're going to use it. And ooh, that's not good. So, all right, so what I really want to do, and I missed this one article, let me pull it up really quickly, because there's two articles that we need to look at. And one second. And it was the article from the Times of Israel. The Times of Israel. I want you to really pay attention to this. This was posted yesterday. Kuwait's report. U.S. gives Israel go-ahead to kill powerful Iranian leaders. Iranian government generals. So what do you think the Iranians will do? What do you think that really means? Newspapers say Washington and Jerusalem have overcome the differences that saw the U.S. tip off Tehran about Israelis' attempts to kill Qasem Soleimani 3 years ago. He's one of the generals. I think he's a general of the Republican Guard. I think he is. So let's continue. U.S. intelligence agencies have given Israel the green light to assassinate the senior Iranian responsible for coordinating military activities on behalf of the Islamic Republic in Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq, according to Kuwait's newspaper. So, trying to get this to go down. And here, what this really means, this is an overt act of war. They're not even hiding it anymore. Because pretty soon, these operations have already been live, but they're going to be exposed, and then they're going to explode. So it goes on. 3 years ago, Israeli came close. Oops, don't move. Okay. All right, so here we go. Soleimani is a key figure in the efforts to prop up Syrian President Bashar Assad and to enable him to retake the cities and towns from rebel groups during his country's ongoing civil war that are being funded and actually supported by the U.S. military. He is also responsible for providing military aid to Lebanese terrorist group Hezbollah, the Palestinian Hamas in Gaza, both of which are committed to destruction of Israel, as well as the Shia and Kurds group in Iraq. Thursday's report, which has been known to publish improbable sounding stories about Israel, are widely picked up by the Israeli media. There was no immediate reaction to the report by Jerusalem or Washington. 3 years ago, Israel came close to assassinating the general near Damascus, quoting unnamed sources saying, but the Americans tipped off the general against America tipped off the Iranians against the background of intense disagreement between Washington and Jerusalem. That was during the Obama administration, which, according to the report, at the time was so focused on securing the 2015 nuclear accord. I'm so sorry. That it chose to overlook and even obstruct efforts to clamp down on the military and backed terrorist organizations. Now, why are they terrorists when they're defending themselves? We already know what's up with there, so let's go on. It's not clear if the report tipped off was related to efforts to secure the deal. Today, the Trump and Netanyahu administration see eye to eye on Iran. Just 4 days ago, the country signed a joint memorandum of understanding laying out the groundwork for full cooperation to deal with Iran's nuclear drive, its missile program, and its other threatening activities. The source was quoted by the paper saying that the general assassination would serve both countries' interests. Where do you publish that you plan on killing a general? And then if you pull it off, what do you think Iran's response will be? What do you think North Korea's response will be? What do you think Russia's response is going to be? This is quite interesting. Now, I do anticipate between now and the South Korean Olympics, which I don't think it was a coincidence that the Winter Olympics is in South Korea. Absolutely not. And as we speak now, Chinese troops have been deploying themselves on the North Korea border. We read that story a little while earlier. Why are they positioning themselves on the border? Because they have to get themselves in position for when this thing jumps off. And when it jumps off, it's going to be pretty fierce. And I want to give you some things that I would suggest that you do. And I'm going to tell you some of the things that I'm going to do. Let me hold one second. And I think it will be in your best interest to look at it and develop, you know, come up with your own conclusion. But I would definitely say you need to be ready for what's happening. Okay, so I would say that between now and a few months, right after the Olympics, that the war will go full-fledged. Why? Because it has the perfect backdrop for the war to kick off. It's in South Korea. And when that happens, before that happens, I think there are some things that you need to be doing. One, if you have cryptocurrencies, this is the play that I would suggest that you do. One, watch the overall market. Take out your profits. I'm going to just tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be taking out my 75% of all my profits from the cryptocurrencies just as during the Winter Olympics and as they start to wind down. Because I know that right after that, the war could definitely jump off. And I will say this, it probably is. And when it does, the internet will be interrupted, so you won't be able to get your cryptocurrencies. And if you, after it comes back on, the likelihood of those cryptos being there is probably not going to be great. So you need to properly prepare for that. I would say that during the Olympics, and I anticipate that the cryptocurrencies are now going to go on a run up. And how I'm going to play it is that I'm going to liquidate 75 to 80% of my cryptos during that time. And then reposition them in real assets. Because there's not a lot of time that's left. I would definitely say acquire as much as you can, as soon as you can, and then leverage that to your advantage. It will probably do you and your family very well. Because after these Olympics, all bets are off. All bets are completely off. Everything is setting up for an event to happen during the Olympics or towards the end of the Olympics. Hopefully nothing happens, but you should be aware of this now. Why is that so important? You should be aware of this now. Why? Because right now you should be positioning yourself to benefit from that. You should be looking at how to leverage yourself and put yourself in a position of advantage. And this is one of the ways. Now, where that goes for you is up to you. I'm just making the suggestion. I just happened to tell you what I was going to do. Because I do anticipate that once the war jumps off, the assets that you have in your physical possession will mean everything. And I would love for you to have as much as you possibly can have, because you're going to need it. You will need it. And, what did I do to my computer? So as the war jumps off, I anticipate a confrontation that's going to build, then get rather large, probably will be somewhere in different parts of the world, maybe in Honduras, that spins off into Asia, Djibouti. It's just going to grow. All of the positioning in Eurasia, on the Ukrainian border with Russia, ready to go. Russia has strategically placed the overall military assets there. China has placed military assets along the border. Excuse me. So they're preparing for this. You should be too. You should be too. Because once this happens, I can see the banks having to shut down because of, remember, Iran and North Korea are said to have a substantial cyber clandestine organization. And I anticipate that one of the things that will bring about Americans full-fledged saying, yeah, we need to get into this war, is that a ship is sunk, probably while trying to board or impede a Chinese vessel that is bringing oil to North Korea, and that naval vessel will be sunk. And once that happens, ladies and gentlemen, all bets are off. Then there will be a cyber attack before or hours later. It will be at certain banks, and then it will spread, and then the rest of the banks that aren't affected will say that they have to go offline just to protect everything else, and everything will be fine. They're going to shut down just to protect you, and I don't think they're ever coming back up. And it really won't matter if they come back up, because for the first time, the U.S. may actually have military engagement in the continental United States. And let me tell y'all something. Americans ain't ready for that. They ain't built for it. They know nothing about it. They know nothing how war works and the plight of it. And they are going to be thoroughly disemboweled. And some of the technology that will be used will be all kinds of technology, cellular weapons, tactical nukes, and people that have been sheltered from the whole world is now going to find themselves in the crosshairs, and they're not going to know how to respond to it. One second. Sorry about that, everyone. And they're not going to know how to respond to it. The everyday American way of life will be totally disturbed. You remember how people were running around New York shocked and everything else? What's happening? What's going on? And that type of frenzy is going to be far greater, because it's going to be everywhere, and services is going to be interrupted. But not only services are going to be interrupted. There will be a significant amount of military engagement that will be here. And I'm going to tell you, it will be an adjustment period that many won't be able to endure because they've been so sheltered. A war zone is nothing pretty about it. Once that happens, you can never go back. You can't fantasize of what you had before and the stability that you had before, because it's not going to be there. And I don't think it's going to happen all in all over simultaneously. I think it's going to grow. And many of you are going to have time from that to have an appropriate response. But here's where the problem is going to lie. You think that you're going to be the only one that sees what's happening as a threat? No. They didn't have that Black Friday dash this past year, because they plan on having it in March and April. And that dash is going to be brutal. It's going to be brutal. And I know some people say, well, that's gloom and doom. No, it's not gloom and doom. That's systemized thinking when you say it's gloom and doom. From all aspects, they're telling you this is coming. Don't listen. Doesn't matter if you do or you don't. It's still going to happen. But your overall response to it is going to be critical. is going to be absolutely critical. And then as that goes on, there will be infighting from within the states, because the overall propaganda in this destabilization program, the saboteurs are going to be coming out of the woodwork. And how fast the mighty has fallen, because she was never mighty at all. It was all an illusion. The U.S. economy is so connected to electronic algorithms. You turn the switch off, people starve. Most people only have 3 days worth of food. Most people aren't ready for this, and they don't want to get ready for it. That's fine. It's all up to you. But I do think that there will be those that survive it and do very, very well. It always has happened. The system always steals the energy of those that they consider slaves. Ways and means. Their way of life provides for someone else's means of life. One person asked me, why would they do it? Because of just that. It offers them so much more control. So, here's what I would suggest that you do. Even if you're not in the cryptocurrency space, I would stop all unnecessary outgoing of frivolous funds that you have if you've never prepared. And reallocate that discipline and break the habit that the system has put everyone under to be consumers. Because once Iran's cyber units, augmented by North Korea's cyber units, have impact, ain't no going back at all. But if you know that beforehand, you can make the appropriate preparations now. So if you don't have cryptos, I would highly, highly suggest that you move the disposable funds that you have, regardless of what they are, into the essentials. And move that into that quickly. Move it into your overall sustaining needs, because you're going to be able to use it. Because I thoroughly anticipate a major, major surprise. There are going to be tactical nukes, both from suitcases to missiles to overall engagement. And they say that America can never be invaded. That's arrogant and not true. The key to invading America is you shut the lights off first. And then there will be no resistance. Because the system has thoroughly engaged us into all the things that don't have value and is meaningless. And people will be in such a distraught situation that they'll just want the pain to stop. I would always also suggest that you get with people that you know and you trust. When you start to structure out real plans forget having, I don't think they have them anymore. What's that, power parties or whatever that, forget having that. You need to have prepping parties. And don't try to make it popular with everybody that you see. Just go to the people that are and do it. You'll be much better off. Everyone has a choice in this whole thing. Let people make their choices. Because as this kicks off, and I wouldn't be surprised, the winter is bone chilling now. Don't think it's a coincidence. Imagine being displaced in a cold weather that's been seen throughout the country. Not trying to scare you. All of the articles tell you that the war is coming. That should move you. You're going to have to protect yourself from the elements. And you can't do all of this in a short period of time. You're going to have to rely on relationships with others. And I would say that those sincere relationships need to be nurtured now. If someone is willing, their overall talents of what they have or what they don't have is not significant. Their talents as a living entity, as a living species, is valuable. But don't take in the leeches, because the leeches will come. And they will give all excuses as to why they need to be there. There will need to be a operational integrity that you're going to have to uphold that is not going to be easy. Make sure your cars are thoroughly, more than just gassed up. It doesn't matter if you have an EMP-proof car or not. If you're in a major city, an EMP-proof car may not work at all because all the other cars are going to be stuck. Make sure you have the required necessities in your vehicle for you to get home. Make sure your children know which way home is. Because in this internet, in this game playing, kids don't even know. They get lost walking around the corner. They haven't even seen what's around the corner because their head has been buried down in these darn phones. You can go a block away from your home. Ask a child, where are you? In a high number of cases, I can't put in the, they'll probably say, and they won't even look at you like, what are you talking about? And if they're not a block away, go 2 or 3 blocks. Go 10 blocks away. 99% of the children will be like, I don't know where the heck I am. That could be very disturbing for them. The mental anguish when this war starts is going to be so much. If you properly prepare yourself for it, you'll be in a better position to mitigate it as it unfolds. So make sure your vehicles have all the necessities that need to have. And if you work far away from home, make sure, and what is far away from home? Far away from home is dependent upon you, not someone else. If you can't walk home or you can't run home, you're too far away. Make sure you strategically place some stuff at work. Don't tell nobody. Act like everybody else. Cry like everybody else. Be distraught like everybody else. But you move and enact your plan immediately. Make sure everybody knows the way home and how to get there and the route to take. and make sure they have a bag that will be able to sustain them. I'm going to tell you, for the children, you got to discipline them. Have some beef jerky in there for them, but don't tell them to eat it. I know that's going to be hard for them to do it, but it is one of the things that they should have. Teach them how to find shelter, where they can find shelter. Know where all the abandoned homes are. Know where, in this case, know where the for sale homes are that no one is living in. You may just have to get shelter quickly. Do you know your neighborhoods? These are all some of the things that will be very beneficial to many and extremely harmful to many as well that didn't think about it this way. Don't fall into the shock syndrome. And I tell you all of this so that when you find out it's happening, you won't be in shock. You won't be paralyzed by fear. You'll be able to think and respond and coordinate and have an appropriate plan of action. That's what prepping is all really about. For those of you that can, make sure you have a weapon to protect yourself. However you see fit with that, and make sure you know how to use it. And make sure that no one knows that you have it. Because when this thing kicks off, the first couple of hours may not be problems. But wait till there's no food around and the word gets out, people are going to start, oh. They're going to have a you or me mentality. And they're going to prefer that it be you. So, listen, get ready to go to our last commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We'll see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And so, what I want to do is I just want to say that the major global militaries are all outright preparing for war, but they're not preparing for war on small scales. They've actually moved the troops and the assets. The U.S., Russia, China, North Korea, Japan, South Korea, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Iraq, Iran. The whole world is in a whirlwind of preparing for the unstable the unrest is going to happen. And let me just say this: the U.S. is going to have major problems because other countries have been preparing their citizens, but these type of articles, the type of stuff that we talk about, doesn't get really mentioned. Yes, Cerebrally Naive Network will have things about it, but they're not telling you to prepare. So that when the war starts, that you'll be tuned in until the TV don't come on no more. And then they're going to tell you what to do. And what they're going to tell you to do is for you to be dependent on the system itself. And they're going to have a yo-yo effect. Say you're on your own. So all of these countries are preparing. People all around the world are building for this overall confrontation, this military escalation. Because once it stops, it won't be able to be put back in the fold. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump says they're actively looking for a decapitation program for Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un said that, just want to let the U.S. know that the nuclear button is on my desk. It's not really an actual button, it's a key. But the point was well taken. Hawaii is trying to come up with a comprehensive nuclear response program, which is too late, but it's better than people not preparing at all. But Hawaii is in a real bad spot. Once you're on that island and this jumps off, now you can't leave. Now you can't leave. They're telling you everything that plans are happening. One of the things that I think that is critical for you to be able to position yourself outside the overall realms is of the large mass groups of people, because your everyday citizen is going to be your threat. The unprepared ones. Oh, Walking Dead won't be as glamorous as that, or as easy as that. People will be planning. People will be strategizing. People will actually be ambushing other people. You need to be aware of it. My man L.A. Ramon said, that's why FEMA didn't use those camps. They're preserving the space for the event in Houston and in other places, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Then let me just say this also. Then we got a caller in queue. The overall disease that will come from this, the unpotable water. Unpotable water means water that you can't drink because it's contaminated. Contaminated with cholera, contaminated with everything. All forms of diseases, hepatitis, and all of that stuff is going to be rampant. These are the things that you're going to have to know about and have an appropriate response to it, because the system won't care if you do or you don't. The fact of the matter is that it's going to make its presence. And some people will say, well, I don't even want to live through that. Well, that's always, you know, everybody's choice. But I'm going to tell you something. The overall shock, and when you start getting the concussions from these bombs and these missiles as they go off, you will be so disorientated miles and miles away. You will have a concussion like you never had before. And we all say something until we get a toothache. Once we get a toothache, the only thing we care about is that tooth stop hurting. Whatever I got to do to stop this tooth from hurting. So, best course of action, get with people, maximize your abilities to prepare, because all of these militaries are going to go full-fledged. And I definitely see North Korea putting out a little submarine that's already there, or China already putting out a submarine, and boop! Lights out, bombs out. So, it's always up to you to do whatever it is that you see fit with the information. Not a measure to scare you. Not at all. Because if you're scared, that speaks volumes about your character. It really, really does. There's no time for that. That saves nothing and changes nothing. So listen, we got another caller in queue. Let me go to this caller. Area code 803. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Dave. This is the Davis team. This is team second seat,
Sister,
I guess.
Davis.
Hey, Happy New Year to you and all the Tando listeners. I apologize.
Yes, Happy New Year, Sister Davis.
Oh, thank you. I didn't tune into the beginning of the show, but I am listening now. And I do want to add that, you know, I'm a somewhat TV watcher, and I know you're not, but last evening, you know, over the New Year's, they always do a Twilight Zone marathon. And if you're over a certain age, I guess, you really can appreciate the Twilight Zone marathon. I know, I watch it. TV just stays on. I don't even watch some of the other stuff. And every so often, I'll look at the ones that I like and back and forth. But the one that caught my attention last night, I saw from beginning to end, because sometimes I don't always see them from beginning to end because I'm doing multitasking. But the one I saw was about the bomb shelter. And I even looked at the year on my TV guide. I said, now, what exactly was the year that this one was? Because they're between 1960 and, like, 1967. So this one was dated 1960. And, of course, it's in black and white. And it was a family. They were all sitting around their table. And the little boy comes in and says, hey, Dad, you know, there was something weird on the TV. Then the TV blanked out. And the father said, well, what exactly did it say? It said, I don't know, something about civil defense or something. And then the TV blanked out. So they're all looking rather alarmed. And then I guess he says, well, let's listen to the radio. So the radio came on, and it was telling them, you know, this is a special news broadcast. And everybody, take cover. There's something going on, either a missile or aliens, but everybody needs to take cover. And if you have a bomb shelter, go to your bomb shelter. So everybody, I guess they were having like a small dinner party. There was a couple of other couples there. So the gentleman who owned the house, he said, oh, well, okay, everybody has to go because, you know, everybody needs to prepare. So they knew that he had a bomb shelter. So he told his wife, everybody kind of left and went home for a minute, and he told his wife, and he said, stay calm. He said, did you bring the extra? Did you go out and buy the extra light bulbs and everything? And she was like, oh, no, honey, I forgot. You know, I got so busy, blah, blah, blah. And then he said, that's okay. He said, just stay calm, and you can see them staying very calm. He says, honey, go to the sink and start putting some water into glass containers. And she was like, I don't know which one. And he was like, does anyone, honey? So she starts turning the water on. By this time, the other neighbors are starting to descend on him. They're coming by, and they're like, hey, Mr. Such and Such, you know, I know you have a bomb shelter. And he was like, yeah, I do. And he was like, well, can we come? He said, it's only big enough for me, my wife, and my son. And he said, didn't I tell y'all that instead of y'all sitting there watching TV and doing this and that, y'all need to spend one couple of hours a week and build this bomb shelter? And they were like, well, we can't, we didn't, we, you know. So his particular bomb shelter was in addition to his basement. So he had his basement, then he also had the bomb shelter. Make a long story short, everybody was descending on his bomb shelter. He went into the room, he locked the door, and everybody was pleading and begging to get in. One lady had like a 3-month-old baby, and they were all saying, well, if we break in, you know, then who's going to be a lucky family? Because then if we break the door, it won't be sure for anybody. And they were all drawing straws and trying to figure out what they were going to do. Then the lights went out, and everybody really started to freak. They were banging on this man's door. The man and his wife and the son were sitting on the other side, and you could see they had all their provisions, and they were like trying to figure out what to do because they knew that nobody else could fit in there. What were they going to do? The families outside ended up getting a battering ram because you could see the door was steel and it was completely sealed. But somebody said, well, let's get this special kind of battering ram from around the corner and let's tear the door open. Lo and behold, they did. And as soon as they tried, they had just, you know, all this force, and the wife was all in tears, and the son was about ready to cry because they were busting in, but they were thinking, oh, you know, all this, you know, the world's coming to an end. We have to get in there. And as soon as they bent the door open, civil defense on the radio that the man had inside the bomb shelter came on and said, oh, it was a false alarm. It was a weather balloon, blah, blah, blah. And they all just looked at each other. Like, oh my gosh. He even said to them, you all were acting like animals. They all apologized, but they were like, you all did not prepare. And that was just, or that was on about almost toward midnight last night. But it, you know, and I've seen that one before. I've pretty much seen all of them before. But it was so many key things that he said. One of the things that I really saw that was the most important is that the first thing he said was told his wife to stay calm and fill up the water bottles. And she did, until you could see her with the faucet, and then all of a sudden the faucet went dry. There was no more water. He said, that's okay, just take what we have. Come on, let's go downstairs. And he took his son and he said, you know, just stay calm. But that was a learning experience. I don't know if anybody can Google it. On YouTube, I'm sure they have all the additions. I don't know what the name of it was. Something probably about the bomb, I guess, or the bomb shelter.
The bomb shelter.
It was very enlightening.
Let me tell you, Roz called me today, and he saw the exact same thing as you.
Okay.
And L.A. Ramon chatted, wow, I watched it too.
Okay. Yeah. That one was very, very distinctive. And then right after that one, another favorite one was about the man who likes to read, and he ended up in a vault in the bank, and H-bomb. He picked up the newspaper and said, we now have an H-bomb and possible attack. And that story is about a man who just likes to read, never had private time. But he was in a vault in a bank because he was a banker, and he just kind of hid out in the bank vault just for private time. Nobody could, you know, interrupt them. And then it started shaking, and when he came out, the world was destroyed because of the H-bomb. So that's another one that's sort of like a clue. And then, of course, he collected all of his books, and as soon as he figured, oh, I have all the time in the world to look at all these books, his glasses fall, and they break in two, and he's by himself. And there's no extra glasses, and he cannot read any of the literature that he wanted to read. So that is also very macabre about how, you know, whatever you do value, depending on that value, if one glitch happens, that value goes out
the
window.
Because he was sitting there,
and he had millions of books, and he said, oh, I finally have the time. But the most thing he never even thought of, them glasses just happened to fall off his face, break into, you know, a million pieces. They shattered. And he was the kind of person who had very thick glasses. I mean, they were like Coke bottle glasses, so there was no scene without them. And then he was the last man left on Earth because you could see all the destruction, and he was calling on people's names, and everybody was dead. So that was another little kind of think about it. Like, wow, yeah. Even though I know that one, you know, that's very interesting. And then to hear your show today, and there's a lot going on in the elements. The full moon, it's just crazy. It's not crazy because we know these things are upon us. I don't want to use the word crazy because it's not. It's all very well planned and very well played. It's nothing mysterious about it. We all know this is coming. And we have to prepare, just like that family did. And he distinctively told his neighbors, we all had a chance to prepare, and you all chose not to. He said something like, you all chose to watch the TV or go to parties or something, and all it took was a couple of hours a week, and you didn't do it. But I did it, and now they wanted to tear in and be part of his. Why? Because he told everybody that it existed. Once again, you can't let everybody know. Because once they all know, they tore down they were fighting. They, you know, stopped each other. One guy fell over the steps, and, you know, and you could see the mother holding the baby, and the baby started crying, and you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, like, what would you do in that situation? But that, you know, because he let everybody know that's what he did, everybody was privy to it. So talking too much and letting everybody know your business is not the thing to do either. So there's a lot of little clues in there. If anybody gets a chance to Google it, it's worth watching, because there's a lot of little things now that we have a ear to hear. So that's one of the things I put on my Facebook, and I told a couple people, happy new ear. Take the Y off.
Ooh, ear, I like that.
E-A-R. Happy new ear, because we need to all start listening, because it's all being said all around us, and we all need to start listening. So let's listen with the new ear this year. You know, whether or not you got a voice to it so you can hear a little bit more, but a lot of things are being said, and we need to eat the meat and spit out the bones, so to speak. So,
you know, it's amazing, Sister Davis, because I missed that show. And so now I need to go back and see it. And I tell you, and the old Twilight Zone was just phenomenal. That was a great, great. And I don't think it was by coincidence that they played went to that Twilight Zone. I definitely see that as being part of the predictive programming, as, hey, here it comes. And it definitely is. And like you said, we all need to hear.
And all of the different, in between the advertisements, they were all talking about it being the fifth dimension. A fifth dimension came up on every advertisement in between the commercials and stuff as they were advertising, you know, the Twilight Zone on, you know, Sci-Fi Channel. They kept talking about the fifth dimension. And we don't have time to go over today, but another person that I know gave the whole mathematical equation as to where, you know, we're going from the, and Richard talks about it a lot, with from the Piscean age to the Aquarian age. And guess what? That happened on the first. We're thinking that it's another couple of thousand year, you know, we're getting closer to it as coming from the Piscean age, but he does the mathematical equation, and I'll try to send that to you, Dave, so you can look at that.
Yeah, I need I need to know it. Yeah, Sister Davis, because I need to know, because I know we're coming out of the age of Aquarius, and you know, right now...
Yeah, out of Pisces into Aquarius.
Out of Pisces, out of Pisces into Aquarius, that's right. And then we had the new moon, or what was it, retrograde.
Yes, the retrogrades, yes. And between that, the eclipses, the retrogrades. But because 2018 is a 11th year, it equals 11, that 1-1, we had a 1-1, I got chills, we had 1-1-11 the other day. It's not the years, the Gregorian calendar is wrong. That's just from when they started that calendar in the Roman, blah, 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 you know, and how that started. But the real calendar is older than that. So if it's older than that, and all this time we are waiting for that next age to come, we just entered it. We just entered it, and between the situation that happened on the 23rd of September with the Virgo and the you know, that constellation and everything, that was where it started to end. Right there is that time clock. That's when it started clicking, and it went down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1 starting 1-1-11. But the 2018 equals 11. See, it's all really, it's all mathematical. But if you don't have the right equation when you start, how you can't have the right answer at the end. Because if you don't start the right number, it's easy to say a million years, but where do you start it? So we have already been in that era. So everybody's waiting for the Aquarian age, and we just started it the other day on the first. So now everything is really going to get flip-flop. Oh, Mr. Davis, are you listening?
Absolutely, Ms. Davis.
Oh, okay. We're not in the same location. He's out and about.
Just a small fact, though, that everyone should know, that the ages are in reverse of the zodiac signs. So if you check the zodiac signs, you will see that Pisces comes after Aquarius. But since this are the ages of time, the zodiac signs are given an age in reverse to its position. So the one that's before is not a one after, the one that after is not the one before. I just wanted to add that. Y'all be blessed. Maybe I'm coming home.
Yeah, maybe, Dave, I'll send you some stuff tonight on email that you can look at, that I looked
Sister
at.
Davis, we need to talk about it. You know, yeah, because I don't. We need to, because it all has everything. Everything was already written in the stars, and that's why they're the great compass of everything. You can never get lost anywhere in the universe if you know the celestial directions and the mathematical equations. The universal language is math.
You can't know where you're going if you don't know where you are.
You don't know
where we were. Technically, all these years, we were in the wrong spot, so all of our navigation was off. Some of us who were more in tune always knew we were off, you know, off navigation.
Right.
So now it's all coming to light, and even with Trump, all of that was kind of pre-designated at the end of that era as we go forward. It's really deep, brother. I'll send it to you, and then we can maybe...
Yeah, we have to, because we need to know more about it. That's why L.A. Ramon says everything is opposite. And so, we definitely need that. We got, hold on, Sister Davis, Roz. Go ahead, Roz. We got like four minutes. Go ahead, Roz. Oh, no, no. We got 2 minutes, Roz, because we got BTR community coming. I mean, I'm sorry, Black Talk Radio News coming up with Scotty right after. Go ahead, Roz. We got 2 minutes.
No problem, man. Just want to say peace to you all and everybody else. I was thinking about what, and I was tickled when Sister Davis brought up the
Twilight
Zone episode. And I knew that they didn't play those back-to-back by accident either, because I saw both of them, two of my favorites. But just to get into people being prepared when traveling, I travel quite far from home to work, so I always walk with at least three space blankets, Mylar blankets, in case I get trapped somewhere without heat. I carry a fire starter kit. I carry multiple things to protect myself in different places. So if somebody run up on me sideways, they're going to get it. So those are things I carry. I keep a bottle of water with me. I try to keep like some nuts or something to munch on. So if I do get trapped somewhere and I need to eat something to tie myself over, I have it. I also have a solar travel charger, and I have one that plugs in as well, where I can charge my phone even if I'm away from an outlet. So I keep that in my bag, two of them. One is solar powered that I can charge with the sun, or I can plug it in and charge it that way, and the other one is one that's plugged in that I can use for long term. It usually lasts for about 4 months. So these are just things that I carry that I thought I would toss out there for other people. Also, I keep a container of with cayenne pepper in case I get cut. And I also keep a container with colloidal silver gel, 75 parts per million, that I can use to clean anything, any cuts or anything that might happen, or to clean my hands rather than using that chemical hand sanitizer. So those are just some of the things that I carry with me on a daily basis wherever I go. Hopefully it'll help some other people if they're thinking on that same level. Great program. Peace to our brother and sister Davis, and I mute my line.
Hey, Dave, I'm not able to hear you, man.
Oh, I'm sorry, because I had muted. Okay, everyone, we're going to get ready to get out of here. Scotty's coming on right after with BTR News. Make sure that you are there and ready to go. So we got to get ready to get out of here. So we're just going to go ahead and end it out. Stay on for Scotty's coming up next. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace.
All right, here we go. Hey, this is Jackson's day. Look into the future, look into the past. Peace.
Peace. Peace. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
with Slicing Cake. With Slicing Cake. With Slicing Cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
With Slicing Cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars.